So you listen to your favorite classic rock station and you're hearing all this great music from the 70s, you know, the Stones, Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, on and on and on. And you're hearing a lot of cool music from the 90s. You're hearing Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, etc. But guys, there's a decade in between there. At least I remember one. It's called the 1980s. This music is grossly underrepresented on classic rock radio, and I think I know why. You want to know why? Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Rock and Rant once again. Our website, real quick, is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check back often for a lot of really cool podcasts. You've got these Rock and Rants. You've got our live show. You've got interviews. There's all kind of cool stuff there, specials, guitar videos, all kind of fun stuff. So you can check all that out at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. So let's get into today's show. You know, it was, and I heard somebody called Eddie Trunk's show and talked about this a few days ago, but they didn't really get to the answer as to why this is true. And as I was saying in the beginning, that we have these classic rock stations, they're playing all the stuff from the 70s, they're playing all the stuff from the 90s, and there's like very little being played from the 1980s. And it really kind of, I think it's kind of troubling because that music was huge, huge. I mean, these are bands that sold millions and millions and millions of albums. They toured the world. They played, you know, giant stadiums. They played giant festivals. They were wildly influential at the time on other musicians that were coming up. It was a really important time for the guitar, for the electric guitar and guitar, the evolution of guitar. But you hardly hear anything about that today. And I want to, and I have an idea as to why. I think that, first of all, I think there is a bit of, ultimately, I believe it comes down, let me just put it right there, because I'm kind of peddling around it, but I should just say, I believe that it has to do with political correctness. The 80s were the big, you know, people call it the big 80s. It was an era where things were big. We had Ronald Reagan in the White House. You know, it was a time of, you know, for a lot of people, you know, for a lot of people, it was time for prosperity. Maybe it's a little bit of an embarrassment because, you know, there's a sort of backlash now against, you know, anybody who makes money must be like ripping people off or something like that. A bunch of silliness, silly ideas that we have in our heads right now. These bands were on MTV. They were loud. They were proud. They had bad boy personas. All of that is really kind of like, especially for white guys. White guys are not supposed to have bad boy personas. You know, we're supposed to be sensitive and caring and nurturing. But that was not what that music was about. And that really isn't what rock is about. Rock is about, you know, balls out, you know, in your face, you know. And I think that, like, what happened is rap kind of picked that ethic, if you will, up. They picked that mantle up and carried it. Rock became the sort of thing for sensitive musicians in the 90s, and it very quickly faded away, and I think for that exact reason. Ultimately, I think that there is just some shame, you know, political correctness and some shame about that decade, and it's completely unreasonable. These bands were loud, they were proud, they were in your face. It's great music. It's music that was fun and something I think that we've forgotten about rock. You know, it's so interesting. There's a lot of bands that are 70s throwback bands, but there aren't that many that are like 80s throwback bands that are like, or I shouldn't say throwback, influenced by 80s guitar rock. Very few. There's Love Stallion and a couple of bands like that that are out there. They're very few and far between. way more bands, Sheepdogs, Rival Sons, Greta Van Fleet, heavily influenced by 70s. I think a lot of these acoustic artists that are out today are, you know, kind of like, you know, influenced by the 70s. So the 80s is unrepresented, I think, mainly because of this sort of politically correct idea. I know exactly, I have pretty of a pretty good idea, and I think I could prove it to you exactly why that is. And I will do another video on it because this is a pretty big topic. We can get into a lot more, but ultimately, guys, it comes down to political correctness and unfairly shaming these guys that made this amazing music and an amazing time. Yes, the 70s artists, you know, were about sex and drugs as well, but there was no MTV. MTV made it like, you know, like in your face 24/7. And I think that that kind of has stuck with us, and it made it more prominent in people's conscious, the visual aspect of it, which you don't have as much with the 70s. You have some old magazine photos and things like that, but you don't have the same kind of thing that you have with the 80s. And I think it's that political correctness. I think that's all there is to say about that. Guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Rock and Rant. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is the website. What do you think? Do you feel squeamish about 80s music? Do you feel kind of like it's silly or bad or cheesy or embarrassing? I want to know what you think about it. Should it remain in the past? Should bands try to resurrect that sound or not? I want to know what you think about it. We could talk about it next time on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Out!